看到创世纪 第五章。
My brothers and sisters, please turn to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, we'll read from verses 1 through 5.
亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子，是照着自己的样式造的。
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
He created them male and female, and he blessed them and named them man in a day when they were created.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
When Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and named him Seth.
亚当生赛特之后，又再世800年，并且生儿养女。
Then the days of Adam after he became the father of Seth were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
亚当共活了930岁就死了。
So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
你再读21节到24节。
Now we'll read verses 21
to 24. 以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。
Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah.
以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters.
以诺共活了365岁。
So all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不在世了。
Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
我们再翻到希伯来书十一章。
Let's now turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第五节第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 5 and 6.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名声。
By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up he was pleasing to God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
必须信有神呢，应该翻成必须信神是。
So this translation here should be that must believe that he is. Now let's turn to Jude. Jude verse 14. Here it speaks of Enoch again.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临。
It was also about these men that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones.
十五节，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。
Verse 15, to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds,which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. With this, we'll conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that and we come before you with a simple faith and a hopeful heart.
凡是蒙救赎的百姓一同到聚在你面前，把我们称颂，把我们感谢归给你。
Because on this resurrection morning, we who have been saved can gather before you to give you our worship and praise.
因为你实在是起了奇妙作为神，把我们这些原来死在过患罪恶当中的人拯救出来。
Because you are a God who saved us when we were formerly dead in our sins and transgressions.
And
because we believe in you, we now have this eternal life, and with this eternal life, we run this race after you. So this morning, as brothers and sisters gather to hear your word and to seek your will, may you reveal and open your word to us. May the Holy Spirit indeed reveal your word in our hearts. So not only can that we would read and understand your word, but know how to walk before you. And to do all these things that would be pleasing to you in our lifetimes. So may you cover us with your precious blood. For no one can stand before you to worship and praise you by their own doing, but only by the blood of the Lord Jesus. So may you accept and receive our prayer with grace. We pray all these things in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
So this morning we'll continue to look at the figures in Genesis. So they say that one good way to read the Bible is to read about the figures in the Bible. Especially the main eight figures in Genesis. So Adam, Cain and Abel, Noah, Enoch, Abraham, Isaac.
当我们从旧约里面读他们历史，他们的一些经历的事情的时候，
So in the Old Testament, as we read through their experiences,
然后我们再回到新约里面，再对照他们那些经历的时候，我们就更明白为什么他们有那些事情发生在他们身上。
And then when we read of these same figures in New Testament, we'll then understand why these things have happened to these figures.
从新约圣经里面，我们就可以明白那背后都有一些属灵意义，都有一些属灵原则。
And in New Testament, we'll then see what is the spiritual meaning and the spiritual principle behind these figures.
所以当我们去读旧约圣经的时候呢，我们必须要回到新约圣经里面来看。
So when we read about these Old Testament figures, we also need to read about them in the New Testament.
或是说我们需要新约的光，我们才明白旧约的话。
Or that is to say, we need to have this New Testament perspective on these Old Testament figures. So the first we read about was Adam.
And
in Romans chapter 5, it tells us, that Adam was a type of the one to come. That is to say, Adam is a type of Christ. So when we read about how Adam was created, we see how a piece of Adam was taken out to create Eve.
就历史里面我们可以看见，头一个人亚当是用泥土造的。
So we see that Adam was formed with clay.
但是夏娃呢，她不是用泥土造的。
But Eve was not formed with clay.
她是从亚当里面产生出来的。
Rather, a piece of Adam was taken out to form her.
到新约，特别到以弗所书，我们就很清楚明白。
So then when we go into the New Testament in Ephesians, we see clearly.
旧约借着亚当夏娃，不过是要预表基督和教会的关系。
That Adam and Eve in the Old Testament was meant to represent Christ and the church's relationship.
So,
why wasn't women made with clay? Because she came from Adam. And And then in the New Testament, we will see that then we as a church, we also come from Christ.
所以当创世纪第二章讲说，这个夏娃就是亚当骨中的骨，肉中的骨，肉。
That's why in Genesis chapter 2, Adam says, this is the bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh.
所以以弗所书第五章就告诉我说，原来教会是基督里面的骨和肉。
So thus the church is the same way to Christ.
因为二人要联合成为一体。
Because we who are sinners will be made into one body.
所以我们看见旧约那些历史的记载，那些旧约人物的一些经历，都背后都有个属灵的意义在那里。
So we see that behind the experiences of these Old Testament figures, that there's spiritual meaning.
我们必须要回到新约里面来看，到底神怎么样来说明旧约那些人物或者那些事情的真正的意义是什么。
And so we need to turn to the New Testament to truly understand what is the spiritual meaning behind these figures.
所以我们曾经讲到亚伯。
So we read about Abel.
亚伯为什么献祭神悦纳他的祭物，悦纳亚伯呢？
Why did God accept Abel's sacrifice offered to him?
人为什么不看重该隐和他的祭物供物呢？
Why didn't God look upon Cain's offering?
因为希伯来书十一章就给我们一个很清楚的解释。
Because Hebrews 11 gives us this very clear explanation.
神之所以看重亚伯和他的供物呢，是因为因着信他才能献祭。
The reason why God accepted Abel's offering was because Abel offered it with by faith.
因为亚伯将来看见，只有借着献祭，借着所献的那个羔羊，他才能重新回到神面前来。
Only through the sacrifice, only through the lamb, can he come to God's before God.
因为当始祖亚当犯罪以后被赶出伊甸园，然后以后他后代都是生长在伊甸园之外，那是一个没有神同在的地方。
Because Adam committed a sin and was cast out from Eden, so then his future generations are unable to be in a garden, aka not in the presence of God.
因着罪，使人与神之间有了间隔。
And so there was this separation between man and God.
所以亚伯在那边因着信心献祭的时候，神就看重他。
So by faith, when Abel offered his sacrifice to God, God looked favorably upon him.
感谢神，我们今天因着信心，我们能够来到见主耶稣基督，他是神的羔羊，我们可以来到神面前。
So we thank God that today by faith, through the Lamb, which is our Lord Jesus, we can come before God.
唯独借耶稣的血，我们可以亲近神，我们可以来到神面前来侍奉、来敬拜他。
And only through the blood of Christ can we come before God to serve Him, to worship Him.
所以亚伯也是一个因信称义的人。
So Abel was also one who was saved by faith.
可以说他是一个第一个因信称义的人。
You can say that he was the first who was justified by faith.
所以希伯来书那就告诉我们说，因为他所献的是比该隐所献更美，因此变得称义的见证。
It says here, by faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he attained a testimony that he was righteous.
我们知道人最大罪还不是一些道德的罪。
We know that man's greatest sin isn't just some sin about morality.
人最大罪呢是不相信神，不信神的话。
But rather, man's greatest sin is that we do not believe in God, do not trust His word.
因为始祖亚当在那里背逆神的话，不相信神的话。
Because Adam was disobedient to God and did not obey His word.
所以我们看以色列百姓，他们之所以最终不能够进到神所应许的迦南美地。
We also see the Israelites, the reason why they were unable to enter into the promised land, Canaan.
圣经很清楚告诉我们是因着不信的恶行。
But the Bible is very clear, it is because of their disobedience.
为什么在旷野有许多那些不好的表现呢？
Why was there so many bad behavior in the wilderness?
那背后原因就是不相信神。
It is because deep down they did not believe in God.
不相信神应许必定会带领他们进到神所应许的迦南美地。
They did not have faith in God's promise that He would lead them into the promised land.
所以信心对我们来说，对基督来说是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So faith is of utmost importance to us.
当一个人真正相信神的时候，背后一定是一个顺服。
Because when one truly believes in the Lord, there will be obedience.
所以我们的诗本364首那一首诗的信而顺服。
So there's a hymn in our hymn book called Trust and Obey.
所以信和顺服是连在一起的。
So faith and obedience are linked together.
个人真正是相信神，相信他的话，必然会顺服神，顺服他的话。
Because if one has faith in God and believes in His word, then he will be obedient.
所以诗歌告诉我们说，信而顺从，因为除此之外不能得主的喜悦。
That's why the hymn says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus."
所以我们看见顺服神、相信神是最得神的喜悦的一件事情。
So to trust, to believe in the God and to obey Him is a blessed thing.
所以希伯来书十一章第六节告诉我们说，人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
So that's why in Hebrews 11 verse 6 it says, without faith it is impossible to please Him.
所以希伯来书十一章记载这许多人物呢，神之所以纪念他们、喜悦他们。
So all these figures that are listed out in Hebrews chapter 11, God remembers and looks favorably upon them.
讲到每一个人的时候，头一句话都是说因着信，因着信。Because
before mentioning these names, it always says by faith.
因着信，他们底下才有那些表现，才有那些生活上的各样的经历。By
faith, they were able to perform certain actions or live a certain way.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说。 他们在信心上就得了美好的证据，就是得到一个美好的见证。
So that's why it says that by faith they obtained this testimony.
所以希伯来书到第十三章末了的时候，作者在那勉励我们。
So that's why at the conclusion of Hebrews in chapter 13, as the author is trying to encourage us.
所以要效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局如何。
The author exhorts us to remember those who led and spoke the word, to consider the result of their conduct and imitate their faith. So Hebrews records many people of faith. We need to imitate their faith, not imitate their actions. Because this same faith working in each of them produces a different result. And they act differently according to their situation. Even though it's the same faith, but the situations God leads brothers and sisters through is very different. So we don't imitate their actions, but we imitate their faith.
And
with the same faith, God will lead us through whatever specific scenario we are going through. But we need to consider the result of their conduct.
就是看见他们到年终临老之前
That is to say, as they reach the end of their lives, what is their spiritual condition?
So we
see that the ending of the people in listening to Hebrews 11, they have a very good end to their lives. They could have a peaceful death.
可能有的人他们受苦难被杀被逼迫
Or maybe they are persecuted and put to death
最终殉道
and because of their ministry
这都是他们的为了结局最后的一个表现
But this is their finality to the others around them
都是因为信心所带出来的果效
And this is the fruit of the faith that they had
因为我们 我们说到基督徒的生活，也就是有信心的生活。
Because having the life of Christ means having faith.
因为我们是从信称义开始。
Because we are justified by faith.
然后以后生活上也是因着信心。
And we also then live according to this faith.
我们不是因信称义，我们要因信成义成圣。
And we need to become sanctified through faith.
所以基督徒的生活是个信心的生活。So
the life of a Christian is a life of faith.
所以保罗告诉我们说呢，我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。So
that's why Paul tells us we walk by faith, not by sight.
所以在一生里面，我要学习操练我们的信心。So
we need to learn how to exercise our faith.
因为因着信心，我们才能顺服神。
Because only by faith can we obey God. And it will be impossible to please him otherwise.
可能还不看重, 所以我们到底为他做什么事情?
God does not pay attention to the things we do for him. He doesn't care about these external things, but he cares about whether we have this true faith within us. Do we have obedience because of faith? So we see Adam, because he had this disobedience, he fell short. And when the Lord Jesus came to this earth, the first thing he learned was obedience. To learn how to be obedient to the Father's will. So today, brothers and sisters, we start from this point as well. Because only through faith and obedience can we please God. So today we look at another figure, which is Enoch.
我想以诺身上很突出的一个特点就是他与神同行。
So the defining characteristic of Enoch is that he walked with God.
我们若是稍微去注意希伯来书第十一章那些信心见证人的时候,
when we pay attention to these members of faith in Hebrews,
前面三个人的历史经历也说明到今天基督徒开始的三个经历。
The first three figures and their experiences speaks to our experiences today.
这三个人成为一组。
And these three people form a group.
从亚伯拉以后第四个人以后他们经历又是不太一样。
And then from the fourth person, Abraham onwards, their experiences are different.
希伯来书前面头三个信心见证人是讲到他们个人在神面前蒙恩的光景。
Because the first three figures, they speak of their spiritual condition before God.
从亚伯拉以后他们在神面前蒙恩的经历不是单单指个人而是指的团体。
But then starting from Abraham onwards, it does not necessarily speak of the individual, but the group.
那是关系到一个民族一个国家如何产生的。
That is to say, a race, a nation.
但是头前面三个人是重在他们在神面前个人的经历，个人蒙恩的光景。
But the first three figures speak of individual spiritual conditions before God.
头一个讲已经讲过，就是亚伯，他是一个因信称义的人。
We said that Abel was one who was justified by faith.
这是我们基督徒头一个属灵的一个生活的一个经历。
And this is the first experience we have as believers.
因信称义成为一个义人,
that by faith we are justified, we are made righteous.
带来呢,
and then now we also need the experience of Enoch.
一个因信称义的人,有了亚伯经以后,
because after being justified by faith, which is Abel's experience, we now need to. We need to live like Enoch, which is to walk with God.
基督徒信主以后呢，成为一个义人，得到这个神的生命以后呢，再来生活。第一个阶段就是与神同行的生活。
So after we have been justified by faith, the first experience we need to have is we need to walk with God.
然后第三个人物就是挪亚。
And then the third person is Noah.
当人不仅在那是一个义人，不仅在那与神同行。
Because at that point, not only is the person justified, not only is the person walking with God, but now we also need to take into account Noah's testimony. Because as Noah was preparing the ark, he proved that God is a righteous God. So then this also speaks to the three steps.
这个阶段是有次序的。
And there's a sequence to these steps as believers. Because if we live according to this sequence, then we will also show forth the spiritual principle that Noah showed forth. Because we often say that after a person is saved, they must be this testimony immediately. And of course, after we are saved by grace, we should testify of who the Lord Jesus is and what he has done. And this is sort of what usually happens throughout a Christian journey.
这个见证是不是能够带出果效？这个见证是不是神所要我们的一个见证呢？
Well, does this testimony bear fruit? Is this a testimony God wants for us?
或是说，正是呢，见证我们所信的、相信的神，主耶稣基督到底他是怎样一位神？
Or do we truly understand who our Lord is and what He is like?
我们必须有挪亚、以诺经历，在那与神同行。
We need to first have Enoch's experience, which is to walk with God. And to have this good spiritual life. And then we will be able to show forth Noah's testimony. Because through walking with God, Enoch experienced who God is and what He is like. And then when we get to the point of Noah, then we can speak more clearly on these things. Because Noah was seen as a righteous person. And he also walked with God. So Noah's testimony is because he was first found righteous. He had Abel's experience. But he also walked with God, thus having Enoch's experience. So finally, then Noah has his own experience. That is to share the righteousness of God to show that he does not condone any sin. So today we'll be looking at Enoch and his spiritual condition.
创世纪第五章一开头再来告诉我们说，这是一个亚当的一个后代，亚当的家谱。So
in chapter 5 in Genesis, we read that Enoch was a descendant of Adam.
家谱是说到一个人的出生来历是怎样。And
this, so belonging to the same genealogy means where he has come from.
我们知道圣经里面记载许多的家谱。
So we know that many genealogies are listed in the Bible. And there's always a purpose behind listing out the genealogy. And it seems that each time a number of names are listed down and who is the father of who.
从那个家谱里面，又带出背后一个属灵的原则，或说属灵意义，或说神为什么记载这些家谱的目的是什么？But
listing out these households, there's a purpose behind them.
同样，创世纪第五章这个是被称为是人类头一个家谱，第一个家谱。And
we could say that the genealogy listed in chapter 5 is mankind's first genealogy.
开头就告诉我们说是亚当的后裔记载下面。
Because it says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. And when they list out the descendants, there seems to be very simple descriptions of them. And there is also the spiritual representation through these people. That is to say, this person will then represent the experiences of future people. So the first genealogy that is listed. So that is to say, through these descendants and how their life experiences are recorded, this will also happen to all of us going forward. And then in the New Testament, we are clearly called Adam's race. That is to say, we are members of Adam's household as well. Because when it's recording the generations of Adam, the concluding phrase for each person says, and he died. But Enoch is the exception. Because Enoch will represent a different condition.
为什么他, 例外呢?
And why is he the exception?
And
this will be the emphasis of our sharing today. So it's very clear that in Adam, all these descendants, they died.
因为在第一个人类历史，人类头一个家谱亚当的家谱里面，里面的人到最后就死掉。
And at these first members of Adam's household, they all died.
那一开头告诉我们说，当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的。
It says in verse 1, it says, in a day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
When
we read verse 26 in chapter 1, it says,
站在神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
And God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness.
创世第一章那里告诉我们说，神在那里要造人的时候，他是照着我们的形象和按着我们样式造人。
So when God created man, he created man in his image and in his likeness.
但是在这里记载亚当的后代的时候，他只提到说是照着自己的样式造的。But
when recording the descendants of Adam, it only says he made him in the likeness of God.
像圣经没有什么误的，有时候好像误差，好像是说好像写的时候有点误差。
So some people say that when writing the Bible, that people leave out certain details.
神所说话，神不会说话，好像前面跟后面讲起来是有矛盾、有误差的地方。
And there seems also sometimes be points of contradiction between what God says.
我们在这里只说照着自己的样式，这个自己圣经应该是原文应该是说神照着神的样式造的。
Why here does it only say in the likeness of God?
在这里没有讲到按着神的形象，只照着他的样式造的。
It doesn't say being made in his image.
很显然在这里要记载亚当后裔的这些人的时候呢，形象不见了。And
it is because when recording these generations, it's evident that these people are no longer of God's image.
只留下样式而已。They
only had the likeness.
我们知道人受造的时候，创世纪告诉我们，人是按着神的形象，按着神的样式造的。
Because Genesis chapter 1 tells us man was made in God's image and according to his likeness.
形象就讲到神的性情，讲了神的美好、美德这一方面。
Because image speaks of showing forth the same for attributes of God.
所以这些人受造的时候，在犯罪之前，人是按着神的形象造人，在人身上是有神的一个性情在的。
So before man fell, He had God's image. He was showing forth these similar attributes and qualities. And God made man in his image.
那个样式就是，我们知道三合一的神，其中只有子神，他是有样式的。
So when God, okay, so God also said according to our likeness. So when we know that they're the three Godhead.
这个样式就是我们这个人长样的样子。
And only the Son has the likeness of God, as is to say, how we look. So when Christ came to the earth, we said that he had the likeness of man. So when we were made, not only were we made in God's image, we were also made into God's likeness as the Son. So why then is this image not recorded in chapter 5?
似乎好像在这里要记载亚当后裔后代的人的时候呢，已经稍微已经说明说，人已经不在亚当后裔，已经不再有神的形象了。Because
it's as if to say in chapter 5 that these future generations of Adam, they no longer have the image of God.
因为在这里记载这个亚当是已经是一个犯罪的人。
Because these are already sinners.
神的形象不再显在他们身上，只剩下样式而已。
And the image of God is no longer present, only the likeness.
我们知道形象不是，我们讲说一个人的形象好坏，不是因为他长得好看不好看。
When we say that one's image is good or bad, we aren't talking about the physical looks.
而是这个人有些非常好的行为表现，所以我们就说这个人形象给人非常好。
But rather, when we speak of image, we speak of their conduct, of their actions.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，腓立比书也告诉我们说，他不仅是有人的样式，他也有奴仆的形象。
So that's why in Philippians it said that God had the image of the bondservant.
所以主耶稣在地上所表现出来那个形象，就让你看见原来他是个奴隶，是个奴仆。
So the conduct of Christ on earth showed forth that he was a servant.
所以在这里讲到在这里记载亚当后裔的时候，只说神是造的，自己的样式造的。
So when listing out the generations of Adam, God only says made him in the likeness of God.
等到亚当生了儿子以后呢，告诉我们说，生了一个儿子，形象和样式和自己相似。
And then when it records Adam having a son, it says he became the father of a son in his own likeness.
就是这个儿子，他跟他父亲亚当有同样形象，有同样样式。
And it also says according to his image, so the son has the same image and likeness of the father.
那亚当形象是什么呢？
And what is the likeness and image of Adam?
亚当的形象就是个罪人形象。
The image of Adam is the image of a sinner.
所表现出来生活行为就是一个许多败落、许多败坏的表现。
And the conduct of Adam is one of a fallen person.
所以我们看见以后，在亚当里面的人，在亚当后里面所有的人都像始祖亚当同样形象、同样样式。
So all future generations of Adam will thus bear the image and the likeness of Adam.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们都是生在罪孽当中的人。
So we dwell in our sins and transgressions.
我们的生活行为表现都是罪恶，都是败坏的事情。
All of our conduct are evil and corrupted things.
在我们肉体里面一点良善都没有。
And there's no good in our body.
起初神造按照他形象所造的人，那个形象已经从我们身上消失掉了。
And this image of God that we were made with is no longer present.
今天人所表现出来不仅没有神的形象，更是像魔鬼的形象。
And today's man not only does not have the image of God, but has the image of the devil.
主耶稣所说的话不是我说的话。
And this is what the Lord Jesus says, not what I say.
主耶稣在约翰福音第八章对那些不信相信他的犹太人说：“你们的父。”你们的父就是撒旦，就是魔鬼。
And in chapter 8, as the Lord is speaking to the Pharisees, he says that your father is the devil.
你们是魔鬼的儿女。
You are the children of the devil.
你们不是亚伯拉罕的儿女。
You are not descendants of Abraham.
从那些不相信的身上显出了魔鬼的形象出来。
Because through your conduct, we see the image of the devil in you.
所以在这里不仅讲到他们是照着亚当形象和样式照的。
So we see that these people have the image and likeness of Adam.
在这里讲到他们生儿养女就死了。
And we see that they are born, they bear children, and then they die.
在这一段记载里面都是讲出同样的话。
And it has the same descriptions for each of these figures.
一个人活了多久生了一个儿子。
This person lived so many years and then bear a son.
然后活到几岁，在那里又生儿养女，然后就死掉。
And then he lived however many more years after he had other sons and daughters, and then he died.
虽然在这个家谱里面，这些人的年岁都是几百岁，都是活了非常久。
And even though these people lived hundreds of years,
但最后结束话总是说就死掉。
But even so, their conclusion is, and he died.
他们一生所经历的，好像在神的纪念里面，好像没有留下什么。
And it's almost as if their life experience is not noteworthy enough for God to remember.
神在描述他们一生的事情的时候，只是简单的一句话：生儿养女就死了。
Because when God records these people's lives, it just says he lived this many years, became a father, died.
所以这样的话也是说到今天所有在亚当里面的人的光景。
So these descriptions also apply to us today who were part of Adam's race.
我们可以生了一个儿子，生了，然后活了几年，最终就死了。
We live so many years, we bear children, and then we die.
我想这是对人生一个非常切切的个说明。
I think this is a very valid description of people today.
但是记载到二十一节记载以诺的时候，情形似乎有一个很大的不同。
But then when we get to verse 21, where it describes Enoch, it's a very different condition.
我们知道以诺也是在这个亚当的家谱里面的一个人。
We know that Enoch was also a descendant of Adam.
他是亚当的后代。
He's a descendant of Adam. He's a member of Adam's household.
这个家谱可以说是一个死亡的家谱。
And we can say that this household is a household of death.
最终崛起在这里面的人，最后不管他活到几岁，最终就死掉。
Because no matter where you are in the genealogy, you would die at the end.
但是当圣灵在记载以诺的时候，却不是这样记载。
But when Enoch is recorded, he's not recorded this way.
有些地方是一样。
And there are some places that are similar.
他说以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。
It says Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah.
就像前面讲到一些人，也是活到几岁的就生了一个人，一个儿子叫什么名字？
And prior figures were also listed, lived so many years and became the father of someone.
然后底下继续讲的时候，他说以诺生马土沙之后，与神同行300年。
But then it says, then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah.
并且生儿养女。
And he had other sons and daughters.
以诺共活了365岁。
So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
在这里，以诺的历史似乎跟前面六个人是有很大不同。
So the way Enoch is recorded is very different than the people prior to him.
因为为什么不同？因为没有提到他的死。
And why is it so different? Because it does not record his death.
我们再一次读到回到希伯来书11章第5节，那就很清楚告诉我们。
And when we turn to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5, it becomes very clear here.
为什么创世纪在这里告诉我们说他与神同行300人，然后神就把他取去了，然后他就不再世了。Why doesn't
Genesis record that he walked with God and then he was taken up?
希伯来书就给我们解释说，因着信。 以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死。
Hebrews 11 gives us an explanation. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death.
我们知道死是罪所带来的结果。
We know that death is the ultimate product of sin.
所以当始祖亚当犯罪以后，人都在死亡的权势底下，没有一个能够逃避这个死亡的领导。
So after Adam's sin, we were all held under this bondage of death. No one could escape it.
因为圣经也告诉我们说了，按着命定，人人都有一死。
Because each person will die one day.
但是神圣经记载，以诺说却他没有经过死。
But Enoch did not experience death.
他被神接去就不再世了。
He was taken up by God, and for he was not.
我们刚读到那个犹大书那里告诉我们说，以诺是亚当的7世孙。
We read that Enoch was the 7th generation of Adam and Jude.
那就是前面那些人是亚当的6代的子孙。
That's implying there are 6 generations before him.
所以在他之前那6代子孙呢，不管他活了几岁，最终都是死掉。
And those 6 generations prior, no matter what age they lived to, they will die.
而到这个亚当的7世孙第7代这个儿子以诺却没有说到他的死。
But Enoch in the 7th generation of Adam did not die.
哇，圣经记载这些都有。 都不是巧啊，都是有个特别背后有个特别的意义在那里。
I think that there's always a special meaning behind why the Bible records things this way.
这话记载的时候都没有什么巧合发生的。
It's not just coincidences that these happen.
为什么不是到第8代、第9代才提到那个人没有死呢？
Why is it not until the 8th or 9th generation that it says that this person did not die?
提到说第5代、第6代的时候没有死。
Or why not the 5th or 6th generation?
而提到 亚当的第7代，以诺他没有经过死。
Why then specifically is it Enoch in the 7th generation?
哇，7这个数字在圣经里面是也是一个非常重要的数字。
7 is a very important number in the Bible.
约翰福音末了告诉我们说，7日的第一日，主从死里复活了。John
tells us that on the first day of the week that the Lord resurrected.
所以7乃是代表一个复活日子。
So 7 represents this resurrection.
所以很显然，圣经记载说，以诺这是亚当的第7世祖孙，没有经过死。
So thus 7 is also being used here then to imply that Enoch did not die.
另外，得着一个复活生命。Rather,
he received this resurrection life.
他这个生命是胜过死亡的。And
this resurrection life has victory over death.
他这个生命是不受死亡的瑕疵。And
it's not fall under the bondage of death.
所以他没有经过死就被接到天上去了。
So without experiencing death, Enoch was taken up.
并且他已经得了，在他被接机之前已经得神喜悦他的名声。
And before he was taken up, he obtained a witness that he was pleasing to God.
我说他已经得到一个神所喜悦的见证，就是他与神同行。
That is, he obtained this testimony that he walked with God.
所以与神同行这种生活是最得神喜悦一种生活。
So walking with God is a lifestyle that's pleasing to God.
所以我看见以诺在那里，不像前面亚当的六个后代经历死亡。
So we see Enoch was not like the previous six generations of Adam who experienced death.
这个就在我们今天新约神的儿女来说，同样一个原则。
And we see the same spiritual principle to us today.
You know, 我们这些人生在亚当里面的人，都是属于亚当后裔的人。
We who were formerly descendants of Adam, we were his descendants.
我们因着罪缘故，最终的命运就是死亡，这是我们的结局。
And our ultimate result would be death.
没有一个人例外。
And there's no exception.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在这个亚当家谱里面有一个是例外，以诺是个例外。
That we see this exception of Enoch in Adam's generations.
也是说到今天在我们经历里面，我们这些人也是个例外。
That is to say that today we have also become that exception.
因为我们在那里，有一天我们相信主耶稣基督。
Because one day we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们得到一个复活生命。
And we received a resurrection life.
我们按照我们的世界情形，我们的确是属于亚当后裔的一百的人。
And even though our prior conduct proved that we were descendants of Adam,
但是有一天我们遇见了主，相信了主。
But one day we met the Lord, we believed in the Lord.
我们得到永远生命，我们就不再死。
And we received this eternal life, and will no longer die.
啊，这个死不是指肉身的死。
And this death is not referring to a physical death.
乃是讲到永远不再死，永远要活着。
But it's speaking to this eternal life.
因着我们相信主耶稣基督，我们已经成为在基督里面的人。
And because we have believed in the Lord, we have become members of His body.
So 哥林多后书第五章那里告诉我们。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us.
他说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
Or if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧造已过，都变成新了。
The old has passed, and behold, all things have become new.
所以为什么前面六代这些旧造的人都死了？
So how come the past six generations have all died?
但是旧的神应该说，我们都是第七代的子孙。
But we have become the seventh generation.
我们今天在基督里面，旧造六已经都过去了。
And in Christ, all these old things have gone away.
死亡过去了。
Death has passed away.
因为我们是七，我们是在第七日从死里复活。
Because on the seventh day, we were also resurrected.
我们七就代表个新造的人。
Because seven represents this new creature, this new creation. 我们得到
的新造生命就是主耶稣基督的生命。
And we have this new life, which is the life of Christ.
他如果胜过死亡，不受死亡的拘束，同样我们应该相信他，我们可以从死亡出来。
And as the life of Christ overcomes death, so too, we too can also overcome death.
所以罗马书第八章很清楚告诉我们说，我们今天因着信呢，因着恩典缘故，我们已经脱离罪和死亡的权势。
And because today we have believed in the Lord, we have been made free and set free from the bondage of death.
是我们这些蒙恩儿女，我们都属于第七代的人。
So we today we are considered the seventh generation.
按照我原来人命运来说，我们最终就是死了。
Because previously our destiny was death.
但感谢神，我没有死。
But thank God we did not die.
所以是说，信我的人虽然死了，还要再复活。
Because the Lord says that those who believe Him, though they may die, they will be raised up again.
信我的人若是没有死，他们要活到永永远远。
And those who did not die in Him will live forever.
感谢神，为什么以诺会不经过死而被神接去呢？
So we thank God that why did Enoch not die and was taken up by God?
我们从创世这一段里面，我们可以看以诺生命的转机到底是怎么产生的。
What was the turning point in Enoch's life?
为什么他在那里能够与神同行三百年。
How was he able to walk with God 300 years?
所以告诉我们说，当以诺六十五岁的时候，他生了马土撒拉。
It tells us that when Enoch lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah.
生了马土撒拉之后，他就开始与神同行。
And after giving birth, after becoming the father of Methuselah, he walked with God.
原来他和亚当家谱里前面那些人都是一样，都是死在过犯罪恶当中的人。
So previously he was like his ancestors, and he also had conduct of sin and death.
是随着自己的肉体心中所喜好的去行的。
He lived in the lust of his flesh and indulged all his desires.
都是在走自己的道路，过自己的生活。
And he walked his own way, lived his own life.
并且是走在这一条死亡的道路上。
And he walked on this path of death.
最终就是死亡。
Which ultimately leads to death.
这是一个没有信耶稣基督的人生活的一个光景。
And this is the condition of one who does not believe in Christ.
但是到有一天，马土，那个以诺生了他儿子马土撒拉的时候，他人生有一个极大的改变。
But one day when Enoch became the father of Methuselah, there was a great change in his life.
他开始与神同行。
He started walking with God.
为什么他有这样的转变呢？
Why was this their turning point?
因为他是个儿子马土撒拉，意思就是说他死的时候要降下洪水。
Because Methuselah, the name behind it means that when he comes, that the flood will come as well.
他就是说，他死的时候，神的审判，洪水要临到，要灭绝这个世界。
That is to say, when Methuselah dies, God will send forth his flood to judge the world.
这个到后面挪亚是到挪亚是的时候就会讲得很清楚。
And this will become clear when we read about Noah.
所以很显然，以诺之所以起来与神同行呢，是因为生了这个儿子缘故。
So we see that Enoch walked with God because he became the father of Methuselah.
因为他在看见，或是说有个属灵的启示，他看见耶拉这个儿子死的时候，死了审判要临到这个地上。
Because when he became a father of Methuselah and he saw his son, he realized he had the spiritual revelation that one day God will judge the world.
我想他应该是也会像以后那个挪亚一样，他又产生一个敬畏的心。
And I believe, like Noah, that Enoch would develop his reverent heart.
希伯来书也告诉我们说，当挪亚因着信神指示他未见之事的时候，他就动了敬畏心。
Because in Hebrews 11, when it describes Noah, it says, in reverence prepared an ark. So Enoch saw that when his son will die, God will judge the world.
他就起了敬畏心，开始与神同行，不敢再走自己的道路，过自己的生活。
So at this point, Enoch wanted to walk with God. He did not want to walk his own way.
用什么今天有时候你在报章里面看到，今天有些不信的人，他们也在那边说。
And brothers and sisters, do you see that some unbelievers today, they say this.
他们看见今天地上整个一个情形，不管是气候的改变，不管是许多天灾人祸，还有战争那可怕，有天可能有核子大战发生的时候，世界末日就到了。
You see, unbelievers even saying that because of all the environmental crises that we have today, warfare, or natural disasters, that the end of the world is near.
虽然他们觉得好像世界末日总是有一天因着人，这些情形会临到。
And they believe that the end of the world will come to us at some point.
但是这种想法啊，这种观念对他们生活，对他们生命一点改变都没有。
But believing in the end of the world does not change the way they live their lives.
就是一句普通话就是了。It's
just a word to them.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们回到神话里面，神也同样讲到说，有一天世界末日要临到。But
when we turn to the Bible, brothers and sisters, God also tells us that there will be an end one day.
就是有一天主再来的时候，主要来地上审判罪恶，审判列国。That
is one day that the Lord will come to this earth to judge it.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这些话的时候，我们是不是把它当做一种一句普通的话就是了？Brothers
and sisters, when we read this, do we just treat this as an ordinary statement?
还是我们看见那是个可怕的日子？
Or do we see that this is a terrifying day?
是不是有真正的看见我们里面会起的变化，生活会改变？
Will knowledge of this produce change in our lives?
因为彼得前书第四章吧。 对，他讲说，万物的结局近了。
And First Peter says that the end of all things is near.
所以圣经很清楚告诉我们，的确有个世界末日要临到。So
indeed, the Bible tells us that there will be an end of all things.
彼得在说，当万物的结局近了的时候，我们应该有什么样的态度？And
what is this attitude we ought to have according to Peter?
你们要谨慎自守。We
need to be a sound judgment and sober spirit.
谨慎自守是对着我们自己来说的。
That is, and these things speak to ourselves personally.
然后警醒祷告是对着神来说的。
So sound judgment to ourselves and sound spirit for the purpose of prayer to others.
最重要的是彼此确实相爱。
And above all, keep fervent in your love for one another.
那是对别人来说的。
And this is to other people.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们真是看见末日快要临到的时候，世界快要结束的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we see that the end of all things is near,
我们应该是谨慎自守。
We need to have sound judgment.
我们要警醒祷告。
Sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
并且我们要确实的彼此相爱。
And we need to keep fervent in our love for one another.
若是活在这个光景里面，我们这种生活就是神所喜悦的生活。
And brothers and sisters, we abide by such things that this will be a life pleasing to God.
当做一种很普通话，好像跟我们没什么相干，即使末日临到说。 怎么样呢？又是怎么样呢？
This won't be some merely words on a page that has no effect on us.
但是若是一个人真是有属灵看见末日临到的时候，那是完全非常可怕的一个景象。
But one needs to have the spiritual revelation that indeed that the end of all things is near, and that is a terrifying thing.
我们知道中国在1930年代、40年代，在中国大陆有个非常有名的传福音的人。
We know that in the 1930s and 40s in China, there was a very famous evangelist. And he had this, he majored in chemistry in America. And God moved him to go to China to share the gospel. And as he was traveling through the Pacific, he fell into the water. Okay,
answer, okay. Mm-hmm.
They threw that, yep, you fell in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he threw his diploma in the water. Sorry, not the person. So, and this was a person who was able to share the gospel very effectively. Because he was able to effectively share how terrifying the consequences
of leaving.
And when people hear him share the gospel, the people become so terrified, they will grab onto things near to them. And they are scared that they will fall into this lake of fire. And so many people upon hearing come to repentance and believe in the Lord Jesus.
地是非常可怕的，不是一个好像人安息的地方，会非常舒服。
Because they through the gospel sharing, they're able to see that if they do not believe, that they will not be going to this place of rest.
所以我们看见以诺，他在这里有一个属灵看见，他整个生活改变了。
So we see that Enoch, when he believed, there's a transformation in his life.
他知道他这个儿子的时候，地上洪水来，审判来的时候，那这个儿子非常可怕的。
He saw that when through his son that there would be this coming flood, that it was a very terrifying thing. So he walked with God, no longer willing to walk his own way. So we thank God that not only is he just, he is also loving.
人说主的日子，应许主在日子，是在哪里呢？
Because in 2 Peter chapter 3 it says that some people count the Lord to be slow about his promise.
也告诉我们说不是他拖延，他是宽容。But
Peter says that it's not being slow, but he's being patient.
他不愿一人沉沦，他愿意人人都悔改。He
does not wish for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
这些罪人。 审判临到之前，他们能悔改认罪，能够被神悦纳，临审判就不一样，会临到他们身上。
Because God wants all to come to repentance, to be accepted by Him, and to not be perished in the judgment.
所以我们看见神也是对那个世代的人有极大的宽容。
So we see that God is patient towards these generations.
让这个马土沙拉活到969岁。
Methuselah lived to 969 years old.
这是圣经记载里面人。
And this is the longest life of anybody recorded in the Bible. And it just shows that God did not want these sons to die. Because the moment Methuselah died, the flood will come. God kept prolonging this person's life to the point where it was almost 1,000 years. And Methuselah lived the longest out of anyone in the Bible.
表示神对这些罪人的宽容忍耐等待他们悔改。
And this shows God's great patience towards man for them to come to repentance.
用什么同样今天神也是给许多人有机会。
And even today, God gives many of us opportunities. If there are those among us today who have not believed yet and are still seeking,
神不仅叫以诺看见他儿子死的时候有个洪水审判要临到。
God did not merely let Enoch see that through his son that there will be a coming flood.
在这个同行当中，他更得到更大启示。
But when walking with God, he received this greater revelation. He saw that there will be an even greater judgment to come. Which is what is recorded in Jude.
他在说一眼说看了，主要带着他千万的圣徒降临，要在众人身上行审判。
Because it says in Jude that Enoch prophesied saying, Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all.
天天与神同行，与神有亲密的关系。
And this is a revelation that he obtained through having an intimate relationship with God.
神的启示在他里面，让他看见有一个更大的审判，主第二次再来了，要审判这个全地。
God gave Enoch this revelation that there will be an even greater judgment at the second coming of the Lord.
审判在大宝座面前，凡是名字没有在羔羊册上的，都要下到火湖地里面。
And for those who do not believe in the Lamb, who do not have faith in God, that they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
不仅在大宝座面前审判主再来的时候，还有个审判，乃是在基督台前的审判。
And people will also have to come before the judgment seat of Christ.
这是关系到信主的神儿女的审判。
And this is the judgment reserved for those who believe in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，有一天我们也是要面对审判，但是我们不是面对那个永远永死的问题。
So one day we will experience we will face judgment, not necessarily about death and eternal life. But rather it's about whether we will receive this reward or not. Will we receive the approval of God or the rebuke of God? When we come before the judgment seat of Christ, will there be change being wrought in our lives? We will no longer live the same way that we have been living. So there's a hymn in our hymn book, hymn 372, that was written by...
我今每日希望审判台前的亮光。
I watch many. Verse 5 it says, I'm daily gazing at the light out of his judgment seat.
因为我所有生活工作都能耐。
That all my living and my works may stand as test of fire.
他每天生活的时候，他眼睛一注视那个审判，基督台前那个审判。
So this hymnist, as he was living his daily life, he was always gazing at the judgment seat.
有一天火要降临。
Because he knew that one day the fire would come. And this fire will be used to judge the things of the world. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that one day the fire will show. And this fire will test the quality of each man's work. Because every service, every act that we today is building on this foundation. However man serves, however man conducts himself, how is he building upon this foundation? Is it with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw? Because if it's being used with gold, silver, precious stones, it will stand the test of fire. But if it's wood, hay, and straw, these things will be burned away.
,但是仅仅得救而已。
And though these things will burn, be burned away, you'll still be saved, but you'll be lack there.
我说就好像从火中抽出来一根柴就是了。
And you'll receive this sort of inheritance by fire.
没有柴没有被火烧掉，但是柴抽出来说那个身上好不好看？很不好看。
哪一件？
柴木柴，从火里抽出来一根柴。
Oh, and this sort of this, and if he receives reward, it's also out of this fire as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样我们需要这样看见。
So brothers and sisters, we need to see this today.
像做事人说，天天日日细看那个审判台前亮光。
It means to be like the hinness, to gaze daily at the light out of his judgment.
如果我们眼目看见那个亮光，那个审判台前也是一个可怕一个火的试验。
Because when we see this, gaze at this light, when we see how terrifying this fire is,
自然而然我们也愿起来与神同行。
Then we ourselves will also be willing to walk with God.
看见一个真正有属灵看见的人，他生命一定会有改变的。
So for one who has true spiritual sight, there will be change in his life.
甚至亚伯拉罕以前叫还没有改名之前，被称为亚伯兰。
Just like Abraham, before he became Abraham, he was Abram.
荣耀神向他显现。
But, and then God showed forth his glory to him.
他就离开那个拜偶像加勒底乌尔。
And then he left his past life of idolatry.
因为他在那看见神自己，他就不敢再活在那个拜偶像的那个环境里面，那个光景里面。
Because once he met God, he did not want to live in his idolatrous life any longer.
他就愿意脱离他父家本父离开他所住的那个境界里面。
He was willing to let go of these things and also leave where his father was.
走一条新的道路，往神所应许的那块地而去。
To walk on his new way towards this promise God has laid for him.
保罗以前叫做扫罗。
Paul was once known as Saul.
他原来在宗教犹太教里面大发热心来服侍他祖宗的神。
He also served with great zeal as a Jew.
有一天他在大马士路上遇见了。
Well, on road to Damascus, when he met the Lord,
他生命改变了。
There was a change wrought in his life.
他脱离那宗教热忱。
And he escaped the bondage of religion.
他开始进到灵的里面来真正侍奉神。
And then he entered into the Spirit to truly serve the Lord.
这些人都是有真正属灵看见的人。
These people are people who receive true spiritual sight.
他们生命会改变，生活会改变。
Because their lives have changed.
弟兄姊妹，若是没有真正看见的人，就不可能像以诺一样起来与神同行。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't have this spiritual sight, we'll be unable to be like Enoch and walk with God.
弟兄姊妹，这些话对我们来说，今天也是一个很大的提醒。
So brothers and sisters, this is a great reminder to us today.
笑话那些前辈，那些从前圣徒们，他们的信心是怎样的？
We need to imitate the faith of those who came before us. How did they live their lives on earth? Because when we read about their lives, these people's faith should be very encouraging to us. Because they have truly met God, they have a true spiritual sight. And only then can they live this life of servitude.
So, 弟兄姊妹，今天同样我们在读神的话。
So, brothers and sisters, today when we read God's word,
许多话我们不用把它这样就读过去了。
Many words we shouldn't just pass over.
以赛亚书要在64章那里说，有一些人因神的话恐惧战惊。
In Isaiah 64,
因神的话恐惧战惊。
Okay, because of God's word that they have this fear in their hearts.
因着神的话，他们恐惧战惊，他们谦卑自己悔改。
And then they become humble and repent.
神怜悯这般人。
God will then have mercy on these people.
用什么？我们曾多少次因着神的话，我们在神面前恐惧战惊。
Brothers and sisters, how often do we become terrified or have this fear when we hear the word of the Lord?
那神的话是那么严肃，甚至那么严厉。
We become fearful because of how firm his requirements are.
感谢神，神的话有许多宝贵的地方，我们读了非常甘甜，非常甜蜜，非常享受，非常喜乐。
And thank the Lord, there are also passages we read that are so sweet to us and make us feel good.
但是有些神的话是叫我们读了以后会恐惧战惊，我们谦卑在神面前。
But some scripture is meant to terrify us so that we can learn how to be humble before God.
早上我们在读那个尼希米记第八章，讲到尼希米把神律法念给那些百姓听的时候。
So this morning we're talking about how when the commandments of God were shared with the people.
当尼希米还有站在他旁边那些人把神的话一展开。
And when this word of God was opened to these people, we see the people rose up.
起来是什么意思? 他们看见神话，神话展现在他面前的时候，他们带着敬畏的心站立起来。
And what does rising up mean? It means that when the word of God is presented to them, they develop this fear of God, this reverent heart to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，听见神的话，我们读神的话，我们是不是有个敬畏的心？
Brothers and sisters, when we read the Word of God, do we have the fear of God in us?
还是只是把它读读，就像保罗在雅典传福音的时候，他不过把它当做一个新闻，听听就是了。
Or do we treat it, or do we just read it without taking in anything? Like when Paul was in Athens, sharing things, and people just took it as news.
他没有因着保罗所传福音，他们带一个谦卑的心愿来寻求认识这个独一真神，创造万有的神。
When they heard Paul sharing, they did not have this humble heart and to repent. So, brothers and sisters, may God have mercy on us. We often have this lack of fear, of God when we read the word, including myself. But when we read God's word, we need to truly treat it as God's word.
严肃的，神的话，每一句话都要应验，都要成就。
And when we truly regard this word of God as His word, then we will know that all these things will come to pass.
神用许多宝贵应许，也会应用，也会成就在我们身上。
And many of these precious promises God has given will happen to us.
但神有许多话是要警戒我们。
But there are many words of warning God gives to us.
让我们里面有个，能够起了一个敬畏的心。
That we would develop this heart of fear within us. So we thank God that when Enoch became the father of Methuselah, his heart was opened. He got up and started walking with God. So brothers and sisters, how do we walk with God today? We first need to believe that He is.
不仅相信有神，相信我们所信的这位神，他是神，他是的。
We need, not only do we believe that there is a God, but we believe that He is God.
不管今天我环境遇到什么事，遇到什么事情，我们所遭遇是怎么样。
No matter what situation or environments we come into contact today with.
我们认定他永远是的，他永远是对的。
We must believe that He is, that He is right.
有时候我们遇到一些难处，遇到一些环境不容易的时候，我们对神就产生了一些摇动，觉得说神为什么不顾我，神为什么不做这个做那个。
Oftentimes we come across situations where we become very frustrated. We say, God, why don't you do this or do that?
我们就软弱，我们就灰心，我们就好像就不愿意跟从主了。
We become weak. We become annoyed, and we no longer want to follow after the Lord.
但是若是我们能够相信神是。
But if we believe that He is,
相信每一位领导的身上都有他自己的美意，虽然不明白，但我也学习相信顺服。
But if we believe that He has His good will and that we trust and obey Him,
我还是愿意来跟随他，来走他的道路。
That we will be willing to follow after Him, to walk His ways.
自然而然我们就能够一直与神同行，就不会退下去。
Then we will be able to walk with God.
正如先知哈巴谷一样。
Just like Habakkuk.
哈巴谷世代神的百姓也是落在许多败落里面，甚至神兴起仇敌来攻击他们。During
Habakkuk's time, the people were also in a fallen state, and many enemies surrounded them.
先知哈巴谷在那对神说：“你看这些为什么不理财，为什么静默无声呢？”
And Habakkuk seemingly asked God, "Why don't you seem to care about your people?"
你看见那恶人这么行恶，你为什么不起来管教来对付审判他们呢？
Why do you do nothing to those who perform wicked acts?
先知哈巴谷都看不过去。
And Habakkuk seemingly couldn't watch any further.
所以神在那一再，他一再对神说：“为何？为何？为何？”
So he kept asking God, why, why, why?
他实在是不明白神为什么容许那些罪恶存在，容许那些恶人存在，并恒通。
He He could not understand why God allowed such things to persist.
感谢神，神有给他回应。
But thank God that God gave him a reply.
神说，唯义人因信而活。
That the righteous shall live by faith.
那个先知上，对不起。好，那先知上，提到这个先知这个，说先知吧，啊，啊不，相信，反正他是个义人。
So he is righteous.
神说义人要因信而活。
So the righteous shall live by faith.
那在那个邪恶环境里面，人也要凭信心生活在神面前。
So also before God, the righteous shall live by faith.
神永远是是的。
And God is.
也许神暂时好像不出来做事，不出来行一些作为来对付那些罪恶。
And even if it seems that there's inaction in the current moment,
神有他时候。
God has His timing.
要学习信心活在他面前。
We need to learn how to live faithfully before Him.
仍然能够紧紧地跟随他。
So that we can follow after Him closely.
所以头一个我们要相信神是。
So we need to first believe, we must believe that He is. Then we need to walk with God. Because Amos says that you know, if one, two cannot walk together, how can they? So what does it mean to?
就神所思想所思念的，我们一样和他一样。
That is to say that whatever God thinks, whatever God wills, we have the same desire.
也是成为我们的旨意。
God's will becomes our will.
神所要做的工作也是我们所要做的工作。
God's work becomes our work.
他怎么样想,
His thoughts become our thoughts.
像我们学习与他同行,
and we learn how to walk with Him.
所以腓立比书，保罗告诉我们说，我们要以基督的心为心。
So Philippians tells us to have this attitude which was also in Christ Jesus.
是什么心呢?
And what is this attitude?
现在就告诉我们说，耶稣基督的心就是谦卑顺服父的旨意。
And it tells us in subsequent verses that is to have humility and to be obedient to the Father. If we have this attitude in ourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, then if we have the same attitude, we can walk together. Because without the same attitude, you can't walk the same direction.
两个人有人生不同的方向、目的，怎么能够一同同心走同样道路呢？那是不可能的。And
if you have different goals and aspirations in life, how could you walk together in the same towards the same goal?
正如以色列百姓。Just
like the Israelites.
神把他们带领往迦南地而去。God
wanted to bring them into the promised land.
但是他们遇到艰难，遇到环境不容易的时候，他们心就想回埃及去。
But when they encounter difficult situations, they turn their hearts back to Egypt.
神要带领他们往前去,
God wants to bring them forward.
他们却是要往回后退,
but the people want to move backwards back to Egypt. They do not have the same attitude as God. And the result is that they fall in the wilderness.
是,同样,
So brothers and sisters, today we need to have the same mind, the same attitude in ourselves. Then we can walk with Him.
第三方面,
the third aspect.
那个弥迦书来告诉我们,
Micah tells us.
他说, 神在那里说, 世人啊, 耶和华已经指示你何为善。
It says that, that God has regarded you as righteous.
他所要是什么呢?
I'm sorry. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you?
只要行公义,好怜悯,
but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
在这里先知说, 只要你行公义, 存怜悯, 心, 存怜悯, 存谦卑的心, 就可以以神同行,
that, so if we do justice, if we love kindness, if we have this humility, we can walk with God.
我们知道公义、怜悯、谦卑的心都是神的性情。
We know that justice, kindness, and humility are all attributes of God.
那就是说我们要有神的性情，我们才能与他同行。
So we need to have the same characteristics in us in order to walk with Him.
如果今天地上一下，若是两个人个性完全是不一样，你叫他两个人怎么一起走同样道路？
Because on earth today, if two people are so different on the inside, how can they walk together?
两个人什么都不一样,性格,性情,喜好,各方都不一样,两个人根本不可能处在一起,和谐处在一起,是不是?
If there's no point of similarity between two people, whether it's their personalities or whatever, they can't walk together.
彼此有许多矛盾，许多间隔，更不可能往前走。
And they'll be, because they will only have many misunderstandings and other barriers.
所以我们都是在生命里面学习更多，让主他自己把他生命性情美德做在我们身上。
So we need to truly have this life of Christ work within us.
我们与神在一起的时候，我们就觉得很和谐、很平安、很一致。
Because only then will we be able to achieve this harmony, and this accord.
神有一个非常美好的目标带我们去，我们愿意跟从他。
And when we see this beautiful goal God has set for us, we will also walk towards that goal.
弟兄姊妹，神所要的是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, what does God require of us?
一号怜悯存谦卑的心。
To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
都能与神和谐，之间没有矛盾，没有间隔。
Only then can we have harmony of God, that there will be no misunderstanding.
有同样的目标，同样方向。
We have the same goal, the same direction.
自然而然在那就可以与神同行。
And naturally, you will be able to walk with God.
最后。
Lastly.
我觉得这句话更宝贵。
I think this is even a more precious word.
怎样同行呢？
How do you walk with God?
是怎样与神同行三百年？
How was Enoch able to walk with God 300 years?
他在生养儿女。
He had other sons and daughters.
生养儿女就是说，在平常日常的生活里面与神同行。
That is, and this phrase means that in his ordinary, normal, day-to-day life, he walked with God.
与神同行不是说叫我们要离开人群，离开这个世界。
Walking with God does not mean we need to leave the people around us or to leave this world.
你们在世界，但是你们却不属世界。
Because the Lord says that you are in this world, but you're not of the world.
所以基督徒的属灵生活不是好像不要与人来往，不是与这个世界这个不信的世界有接触来往，不是这个意思。
So walking with God does not exclude sort of interaction with the world.
在平常生活里面，在家庭，在工作，在学校。
So whether it's at home, at the workplace, or at school,
在平常生活里面，在学习与神同行。
In all these normal things, we learn how to walk with God.
在生活上每一件事情，在那里学习，更多相信他，依靠他，顺服他。
In all these normal things, we learn more how to follow after him, how to obey him.
自然而然，我们就与神同行。
And then naturally, we'll be able to walk with God.
我想这一句话是要给我们很大的鼓励。神不是要叫我们好像与世隔绝，好像活在个象牙塔里面。
So thank the Lord that for this phrase here, because it does not mean that we have to sort of become hermits and live elsewhere.
日常生活许多忙忙碌碌的环境里面，工作里面，我们可以学习操练与神同行。
But rather, this shows that in our day-to-day life, in the busyness of our lives, that there are so many ways to learn how to walk with God.
在忙碌的儿女当中，在忙碌的工作里面、厨房里面，照样可以学习与神同行。
As we're busy with our children, with our work, or at school, we can learn how to walk with God.
我们都受环境外面影响打扰，这是很实际的问题，也是很真实的。
And it is a very real concern that sometimes we might be influenced by outside factors.
当然我们需要，也常常需要把一段时间分别出来，安静在神面前，我想那是非常宝贵一个时刻。
And in those moments, we should learn how to set aside this precious time to be able to meditate before God. And it's needed.
但是常常好像没有那环境的时候，我们怎么办呢？
But if we don't have such an environment, what do?
我们可以照样可以在那默默思想神的话，默默在默祷与神有交通。
We can still quietly meditate before God and fellowship with Him.
对不起，讲我个人一点经历。以前因为现在年纪大，没有力气割草了。
割草。So because I'm old now, I don't have the ability to cut grass.
以前夏天割草的时候，那个有时候太阳很大。那我的燕子是还不小，那割起来真是很辛苦，满身大汗。
So in previous summers, I used to mow the grass, and it was a very tireless work.
那割草机
tiring work.
割草机的声音那么大。
And also the lawnmower was very loud.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我在那割草的时候呢，我不想到不去注意到这个太阳，身上流汗。
That as I was mowing the lawn, I did not pay attention to the burning sun or the grass.
我在割草的时候就低着头，在默想神的话。
That when I was mowing the lawn, I was actually quietly meditating before God.
常常在这默想里面就有些感觉出来。
And through this meditation, I often have revelation.
有时候在预备信息的时候，然后需要割草的时候，好像有些东西还没有想到，当在割草当中，好像一些话又出来了。
And because prior to mowing, cutting the grass, I might be unable to think of certain things, but then actually God speaks to me when I
mow the grass.
And after cutting grass, these new thoughts and revelations, I would write them down.
可以做到,可以学习,
so brothers and sisters, this is something that we can learn and can exercise.
在生儿养女当中呢,
that we can learn how to walk with God just as Enoch had other sons and daughters.
感谢神,
so we thank God that Enoch was a blessed person. Because even though he was a future generation of Adam,
原来是按着命定,
and according to his original destiny, he should have died.
有一个属灵看见他人生有个极大的改变。
But because he became the father of this son, he had a revelation and changed his life.
过一个神同行的生活,并且得到神喜悦的见证。
And he walked with God and obtained this testimony that he was pleasing to God.
最终能够被神接去,能够蒙到神最大的祝福,并经过死亡。
And so God took him, and he was able to experience his greatest blessing of not having to taste death.
求神恩待我们,我想以诺的经历也要成为我们每个人经历。
So may God graciously lead us, and may Enoch's experience be our experience.
不仅像亚伯因信成为义人。
Not only should we be like Abel, who was justified by faith.
我们要像以诺因信与神同行。
We need to be like Enoch, who by faith walked with God.
好像我们的生活形式能够得到他的喜悦。
So that the way we live our lives will be pleasing to God.
感谢神,求主亲自祝福他自己的话。
So we thank God and may the Lord bless his word. May our brother conclude us with a word of prayer. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祈求点祷告。
Father, we just want to give thanks that even though we were originally born of Adam, that through our faith in Christ, we have this access to this resurrection life.
主啊,真是我们感谢你。虽然我们原生于亚当有罪,但是因为我们因信通过主耶稣基督有这么一个复活的生命。
Lord, we just ask that you strengthen our faith.
真是求你再来坚固我们的生活。
That you help us to submit and become obedient to your will. So that we can continue to walk with you every day of our life. Lord, we thank you for your precious word that we received this morning.
Just
thank you and pray this all. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.